the World Health Organization is again warning the world about Mpox.
Mpox has been reported in the Democratic Republic of the Congo for more than a decade, and the number of cases reported each year has increased steadily over that period. Last year, reported cases increased significantly, and already the number of cases reported so far this year has exceeded last year's total, with more than 14,000 cases and 524 deaths.
2 years after WHO declared its first emergency over Mpox.
Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice. A public health emergency of international concern is the highest level of alarm under international health law.
On August 14, 2024, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus declared the emergency over a new type of Mpox known as Clade 1B.
The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of Mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported Mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying. In addition to other outbreaks of other clades of Mpox in other parts of Africa, it's clear that a coordinated international response is essential to stop these outbreaks and save lives.
While this rapidly escalating outbreak is hottest in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where 96% of the cases have occurred, there was a case in Sweden and a case in Thailand. Both of the infected people had picked up the virus in Africa. This, while the 2022 version of Mpox still simmers around the world with 3 cases this year in the city where Texas Public Radio is located, San Antonio, Texas. Now, if we've learned anything about viruses over the last 4 years, it's that ignoring them does not, in fact, make them go away. So let's learn more about Mpox. From Texas Public Radio, this is Petri Dish. I'm Bonnie Petri.
Support for Petri Dish is made possible by UT Health San Antonio, committed to transforming the health of the community through a team that tackles problems from every angle, doing everything it takes to bring each patient the best possible outcomes, from teaching tomorrow's healthcare leaders to translating research into new treatments. UT Health San Antonio strives to make lives better. Learn more at everythingittakes.org.
Good morning and good afternoon. Good evening to those of you who are joining us for this live Q&A session on Mpox, the current upsurge that we're seeing, and the recent declaration of a public health emergency of international concern by WHO's Director General. Joining us
Thursday, August 22nd, Drs. Odum Patrick Ramadan and Maria Van Kerkhove from the World Health Organization went live to talk about the outbreak.
Thank you for the question and good morning to all the viewers. I would like to really start by laying the foundation on what Mpox is.
Dr. Odum Patrick Ramadan is a WHO Health Emergency Officer based in Africa. He says all strains of Mpox are characterized by fever and swollen lymph nodes.
And then it's also followed by lesions. So lesions in the mouth, in other mucosas, and the skin rash, which starts on the face and then can spread to other parts of the body, including the palms of your hand and the soles of the foot.
Ah, yes. Lesions. The pox in Mpox.
Most people recover, but some people do develop severe disease, and then a few people unfortunately die from the disease as well, those who develop complications.
And more people are dying of this new clade of Mpox than the strain that was circulating in 2022, a clade 2 strain, many more. The 2022 outbreak killed about 200 people before it eased up, but this one has already killed more than double that number just since January, just in the DRC. In all, 13 African countries have reported cases.
We have seen outbreak in countries that had not had mpox before, and those are countries that are neighboring DRC, where we have seen an extension of declared 1B transmission that was happening in the eastern DRC into Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, and Kenya.
And in this outbreak, unlike in the 2022 outbreak, where those most at risk of infection were men who have sex with men, those most at risk now include women and children under 15. According to a report from the BBC, 800 mpox patients have been seen in one DRC hospital since June. 70% of them have been children, and 8 of them, all under the age of 5, have died.
The children that are affected, we are seeing also in newly affected countries like Burundi, over 30% of the cases that have been reported in children under 5. And as you know, children under 5, they have higher risk of getting severe disease and death. So at the household level, it's very important for somebody, if it's an adult who has the disease, to really take measures to isolate themselves and prevent transmission to children who would be at high risk of developing complications.
Maria van Kerkhove confirms the virus is burning through households.
In the DRC, we've seen transmission among family members and close contact within family members caring for one another. But we have some information from the field studies that are ongoing that the virus is in sexual networks. So in sex workers, for example. So people who are having sex with other individuals. So there's a combination of different ways in which this virus is transmitting.
So in affected areas, van Kerkhove urges prevention.
The main thing is really to avoid close contact with somebody who has mpox. Now, this can happen within families, people who have mpox, especially if you have the lesions to cover those lesions. Of course, people need to be taken care of if they have mpox, but there's ways to prevent the transmission from one person to another, even if you have lesions, by covering them up. The other thing is that if someone has lesions, if they are symptomatic, to avoid having sex, because if we know that they're in the sexual networks, then that is one way. Sexual transmission is one way in which the mpox virus is spread between people.
It is concerning that this is the second mpox emergency in 3 years.
This upsurge is one of the reasons the Director General declared a public health emergency of international concern. This upsurge in the DRC, in Burundi, in additional countries, including countries that have never reported mpox before, is concerning. The other reason this is concerning is we have a new clade. And while we don't have the complete picture of the epidemiology, we know clade 1 is more severe than clade 2, but we're learning specifically about this clade 1B and need much more information about understanding the extent of infection, which is challenging because there is limited surveillance, although the at-risk countries, the affected countries, are working really hard to increase their surveillance and reporting. It's difficult to understand the full picture.
Right, and that's what the emergency is about, to target resources to help outbreak-impacted areas better understand this new version and to stop its spread. But what does this emergency mean for those outside Africa? Should we in the United States be concerned?
I think since the pandemic, where we lost a million Americans and millions of people around the world, it seems appropriate that we've become concerned about any new outbreak of an infectious virus that we really don't know much about.
More from a Texas doctor when Petri Dish continues.
Support for TPR comes from the University of Texas at San Antonio's Brain Health Consortium, a pioneering research hub advancing neuroscience, neuroengineering, precision medicine, and more. Learn more at utsa.edu/bhc.
Welcome back to Petri Dish. I'm Bonnie Petrie. One of the deadliest viruses known to man is a pox virus. More accurately, it, like the virus that causes mpox, is an orthopox virus. It's smallpox. The man who directed the World Health Organization's program to eradicate smallpox estimated that 300 million people died of smallpox in the 20th century alone, and it's been killing people in large numbers for thousands of years. Smallpox was declared eradicated in my lifetime in 1980 after a concerted effort and because of a vaccine. But it was an effective killer that reminds us that pox viruses can be formidable. Dr. Fred Campbell is an associate professor of medicine at UT Health San Antonio, and he says mpox is caused by the monkeypox virus, and at least as far as we know, it's pretty new as pox viruses go.
That's correct. Mpox is a relatively recent virus, and we've been able to observe it long enough to know that the severity of this virus is not as great as smallpox, for instance. As with chickenpox, the mortality rate is very low, except in highly susceptible individuals, people that are immune compromised or are very young, or very old.
The monkeypox virus was first found in monkeys kept for research in Denmark in 1958. And it wasn't detected in humans until 1970, when a 9-month-old baby in the Democratic Republic of the Congo was diagnosed with the disease. It's a zoonotic virus.
I believe, like many other viruses, even COVID-19, there was an animal reservoir that spread to humans, and we're not sure just exactly why that occurred, but it did not cause a lot of problems until relatively recently, and now as an epidemic in several Eastern African countries, especially the Congo.
Now, as we've touched on a bit already, there are a couple of clades of mpox out there causing trouble right now. So what is a clade exactly? Well, a clade is a group, really. Two versions of a virus will be in the same clade when they descend from the same common ancestor virus. Now, we've learned a bit about this with the COVID variants that keep forcing us to get new boosters, right? So the 2022 version of mpox is from mpox clade 2, and the current African outbreak is driven by a virus from mpox clade 1. So the two mpox viruses descend from different ancestor viruses. You can further divide viruses into subclades, and the virus driving the current African outbreak is from clade 1B. Okay, back to the African outbreak. One of the challenges faced by the people of the Democratic Republic of the Congo is conflict, war, and with war is displacement. More than 7 million people have been uprooted across the DRC and in surrounding countries. This is a recipe for tragedy with a new clade of mpox in the population.
The mpox virus has become much easier to transmit. And from a sociologic and political standpoint, it appears that in countries like in Eastern Africa, where there's a lot of conflict and people are crowding together in refugee camps, it is spreading much more readily. In many countries, individuals are crowding together. They are in closer contact with the virus in several different ways, direct contact, sexually, or even potentially from just being around somebody who's infected and breathing potentially virus particles.
So, Dr. Campbell, is this clade of mpox more transmissible, or is it just that the conditions are such that it's having more and better opportunities to spread?
That's a very difficult question to answer. I think we'll have more information about that as time goes on and as the virus continues to infect large numbers of individuals. Epidemiologists will study those people who have contacted the virus, and they will hopefully get some more information about whether the virus has changed or the infectivity has increased. But I don't think we can say that at the present time.
Regardless, as we've all learned with the COVID virus, when a virus is allowed to spread through a population largely unchecked, it can find ways to change, to become more fit. And often, that's not great.
I think the higher the incidence of the virus infectivity, the more likelihood in general of mutation, perhaps increased virulence. It happened, of course, with other viruses such as COVID, but as far as I can tell at this point in time, that hasn't occurred as a result of the severe crowding and the high number of individuals that are in refugee camps.
So what is the threat from this clade of Mpox to people in the United States? Well, according to the Centers for Disease Control, it is very low, with no known cases here. That's not true of the 2022 clade. There have been 3 cases of clade 2 Mpox reported in San Antonio this year, and according to the CDC, maybe a dozen cases a month nationwide. Now, more than 99.9% of people who get 2022 clade of Mpox survive, so pretty much everybody.
Traditionally, the virus has not been terribly deadly, no more so than chickenpox, for instance. There have been situations where the mortality rate has increased, and I don't know that anyone completely understands why that has occurred. Generally, the mortality rate is not going to be very high in people who are not immunocompromised or in other high-risk situations.
CDC says it is watching for changes to the Mpox virus circulating here, and it is confident it would quickly detect any of the more dangerous clade 1B cases here. CDC has guidance on how to avoid the clade 2 virus here, and localities like San Antonio do as well, because Mpox can spread if you come in direct contact with the pox rash. The San Antonio Metropolitan Health District is urging people to avoid close skin-to-skin contact, especially in large crowds where people are wearing minimal clothing, like at nightclubs or raves, which can be packed with people pushed close together.
It's much more likely that people will contract highly infectious diseases if they're in large crowds and are crowded together. I don't think that we'll have to worry about Mpox as being one of those situations where people are likely to pick up an infectious condition by being close to other people.
You could become infected if you were close talking for a long time with an infected person, but it's not easy to pick it up that way, unlike COVID, which spreads easily through the air. You can get it from using bedding or towels used by an infected person, though. It lingers in fabrics and on other fomites. Thankfully, there is a vaccine. People in the U.S. who've been exposed to Mpox or are at risk for exposure may qualify for the 2-shot inoculation. In San Antonio, MetroHealth offers Mpox vaccines for free at its STI control and prevention clinic and at outreach events. Africa faces a desperate shortage of vaccines and is asking countries with extra to donate some. The U.S. has so far donated 10,000 doses. But if vaccines alone could stop pandemics, we wouldn't still be dealing with COVID in 2024. So should we be concerned about an Mpox pandemic in our future? Let's go back to World Health Organization Director of Epidemic and Pandemic Preparedness and Prevention, Maria Van Kerkhove.
That's actually one of the questions I get the most. Is this like COVID, or is this same thing going to happen like we had with COVID? And it's not the same virus. It doesn't spread the same way. We're not seeing the same situation unfold. Anyone can get Mpox if you're in contact with an infected individual, but it doesn't mean everyone will get infected with Mpox. And I think that's an important distinction. What we saw with COVID and how efficiently COVID, the SARS-CoV-2 virus transmits through the air with people and how it spread around the world so fast. This is not what we're seeing with Mpox.
And so back to Dr. Campbell. Any final thoughts? Do you think we should be worried?
I think since the pandemic, where we lost 1 million Americans and millions of people around the world, it seems appropriate that we become concerned about any new outbreak of an infectious virus that we really don't know much about when it's in this high an incidence, such as in Africa. So I can't say that we shouldn't be worried. I just don't see the same kinds of circumstances that developed, for instance, during the COVID-19 epidemic that led me to believe that it would become pandemic in scope. So we'll have to continue to talk periodically about what's happening, because we never know up front what's going to happen. And there are some examples of severe epidemics over the centuries, in particular smallpox, which devastated a great part of the world and was eventually controlled and eradicated for all intents and purposes through vaccination. So we can do that. We just have to continue to be watchful and monitor the reports we're getting from WHO.
I will certainly do that. Thank you so much, Dr. Fred Campbell from UT Health San Antonio. All right, so a couple of additional notes before I let you go. San Antonio Public Health Administrator Miguel Cervantes worries that some people who need this information aren't getting it because of confusion about the name. Mpox is monkeypox, and monkeypox is Mpox. The World Health Organization stopped using the term monkeypox back in 2022 because it felt stigma associated with the name was hindering its efforts to end the outbreak. Second thing, Cervantes says there is a misconception that as soon as someone gets the vaccine, they are 100% protected. So that's not true with any vaccine, really. And this is a two-shot vax. Cervantes says it takes an average of 2 weeks to develop optimal protection. And like with a COVID vaccine, there is also still a possibility to get the disease post-vaccination, but the vaccine should protect most people from severe disease. That's it. Thank you, as always, for listening. This episode of Petri Dish was produced by Jacob Rosati, TPR Vice President of News Dan Katz, and me. It was edited by Yvette Benavides. I wrote the show, and Jacob Rosati composed all the music and created the sound design. Petri Dish is a production of Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Talk to you soon.